Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hi, everyone. This is Lee Brekeen, the host of the Sports Scouting Report Podcast. Hope everybody's having a great Monday. Today's show is the recap, LSU recap, over a very good Ole Miss football team. That's what we're going to talk about today. LSU's recap game against the Ole Miss Rebels. What a game. I was at the game. Didn't start off really good, like the Tennessee game. It kind of felt like the Tennessee game, if a lot of people are listening to this that were there and watched it at home or in the stadium. But what matters is LSU got the win, and they won big. 45 points to 20 points, Ole Miss, 45 to 20. The most impressive stat that stuck out in this game to me was LSU didn't give up 1 point in the second half. This staff can adjust during a game. That's one of the most biggest improvements I've seen since Nick Saban. A staff that can go into halftime and make the adjustments to stop what the other team's doing well and to improve what you're not doing well. Create some plays on the fly and make it happen. And LSU staff, give credit where credit's due. I mean, these guys know what they're doing. And they stopped a high-powered offense in the second. You know, a lot of people say, well, Ole Miss is not any good. They're overrated now. Why is it always a team's overrated when you beat them really bad? They were undefeated. They were undefeated, and they have a great offense. Jackson Dart, their quarterback's a very good quarterback. He'll be a first-round draft pick. Their freshman running back is going to be a first-round draft pick. They have three starters on their O-line that are going to be high draft picks. They have two receivers that are going to be high draft picks, one being Mingo, Jonathan Mingo, who's 6'1", 220, can run 4.4. He didn't score on LSU. I mean, they have players. This is not an overrated Ole Miss team. I think people will see that because they'll beat A&M this coming week, and they'll probably finish with maybe one loss, I mean, unless they lose to Alabama. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about Harold Perkins, LSU star linebacker. We're going to talk about Goodwin, the freshman running back, coming back off of his hamstring injury. That was a remarkable performance by him. We'll talk about Anthony Bradford, LSU's senior offensive lineman, and also we'll talk about Jay Ward, who I thought had a quiet, good game. And we're going to talk about the officiating in the game, which was not the greatest I've ever seen in my life. We're going to go ahead and take a break. We'll be right back. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report again. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. We're talking about the LSU Ole Miss game. I want to thank some sponsors really quick. Gross Savon, True Sportsman's Paradise, Echo Tours, Fishing, Hunting, Freshwater, or Saltwater. Book your next tour. Go to your phone and call 337-598-2357. Incredible place to go fishing and hunting. Also, I want to thank John Harvey Toyota and also Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, and Harvey Subaru. Appreciate their help on support, what they do with us, and they love high school football in the Shreveport, Bossier area and all over Louisiana. I want to thank Medine's Collision Center. Give them a call on Kincaid Avenue here in Baton Rouge, 357-7983. And also the Bug Man, give Paul Salvan a call, the owner, 923-2847 or 923-BUGS, your professional pest control Bug Man. They're in New Orleans, Ascension, Lafayette, and by the way, they're in Baton Rouge. We're going to go ahead and continue with LSU, the LSU Ole Miss game recap. Harold Perkins has something that you can't coach, and that's instincts. And he doesn't even know the defense fully yet. I mean, you just put him out there on an island and let him read and react. And in space, he's incredible. I don't know about how the listeners feel, but I'll tell you this. He's one of the maybe two or three guys I've seen play at LSU on defense in the past 20 years that really gets it. Instinctives, he is an incredible athlete too with his 4.4 speed at 6'2", 225 pounds, only a freshman. Harold Perkins might be the best freshman in the United States, and he's definitely the best freshman linebacker in the United States. He's lived up to his billing as the best linebacker coming out of high school out of Houston, Texas in 2022 this year. True freshman. An incredible game Harold had. He had a great game against Florida, helped win that game, helped shut this game down with Jackson Dart. Jackson Dart didn't want any part of Harold Perkins, the quarterback of Ole Miss, who's very, very good as a runner, by the way, and Harold chased him down, sacked him, and also hurried him several times in the backfield. Harold Perkins will need to come up with a great game again in 2 weeks against Alabama, and I think that's why LSU has a chance. Him and BJ on both sides of the ball, rushing, and Wingo has had a heck of a game the last 2 weeks, the transfer from the University of Missouri, the D-tackle who has great hands, great feet. That kid, he breaks containment as good as anybody I've seen at LSU in a long time. And also take your hat off to Coach Jamar Cain, the D-line coach at LSU. I think he's doing a great job as well. We're going to take a break again. We're going to come back. I want to talk about Anthony Bradford, the big O-lineman for LSU that no one's really talking about from Michigan, the state of Michigan. Anthony Bradford, I think, is having quietly a great year for LSU. We'll be right back. If you need a paint job or repairs to your vehicle, go see Medin's Collision Center located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 357-7983. That's 357-7983. Your Baton Rouge Accident Advisors. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen, podcast. Look, I want to tell any of our fans that are listening, please go to YouTube and subscribe. It's free. Hit the subscribe button and be a subscriber for us. We need the subscriptions to, and that helps us grow. We're getting them, and I appreciate everybody that's doing it. We're getting a few every week, and I really appreciate the support of whoever's listening to the show. We're going to grow this thing into something special still. We've grown a lot in the last 3 years. I just never was promoting the YouTube side of it, and I'm starting to figure out that that's also very important for the show to listeners out there. And also viewers when we have video shows for our podcast. Also go to our website if you want to get a preview magazine still. Even though it came out in late August, you can still get the North or South preview if you're a first-time listener. It's an actual magazine that we still do. Or you can get the digital copy. Go to LAFootballMagazine.com. Continuing with LSU football, I thought that the guy that really had a great game against Ole Miss quietly was Anthony Bradford. This is Anthony's fourth year at LSU. I think he has 1 year of eligibility remaining because of COVID. He's from Michigan, Muskegon, Michigan, by the way. 6'5", 335 pounds. Lost 50 pounds since last year. This is the best shape this kid's ever been in. When he got to LSU, he was always hovering around 370, 380. The 3 years under Ed Orgeron, he was over 360, 365, and ballooned up to about 380. But right now, I mean, at the highest point, he's around 340, but he's crazy or not. That's good weight for this kid because he's got great feet. But rewatch the Ole Miss game. I mean, Will Campbell and Emory Jones had great games, no doubt. Charles Turner played a good game, but this kid was a mauler against Ole Miss. I mean, straight ahead, just taking people out. When they got to the 1 yard line or the 2 yard line or the five, he was a beast moving people out the way, just straight ahead blocking. I mean, he is becoming an NFL prospect in front of our eyes. And that's why the O-line is becoming a very good unit. Because the Will Campbell, Emory Jones tandem, and now you got Anthony Bradford, and then you get Dillinger back probably for Alabama game. How about that? That's going to be huge for LSU. Because Dillinger, you know, just freakishly had another injury that, you know, kept him out the last 2-3 weeks. And he started off the year, you know, with an injury. But hopefully that kid can stay healthy because this offensive line could be unbelievable. Getting Dillinger back. And Frazier's been playing pretty good as a starter in the place of Dillinger because he moved in to make the five work. And Frazier's done a decent job. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about the officiating in the LSU Ole Miss game. Give my 2 cents. We'll be right back.
What does that bug man do?
Not only do we do pest control, we do odor control, bat removal, moisture control, rodents, and of course, bed bug control. Give the bug man a call. We get them before they get you.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen, podcast, talking about the LSU Ole Miss game, recapping that. I want to mention that Jay Ward, senior DB from the state of Georgia, at 6'1", 185 pounds, long, and going to be an NFL starter. I thought he had some great plays against Ole Miss, really physical plays, came up and really hit people. One time he hit someone going out of bounds where he got the worst of it, but Jay really comes up and lays the wood, and he is a great player for LSU. And he's the unsung hero, I believe, of the defensive backfield. You know, being a nickel, he's not a safety. They tried him at safety early in his career, free safety, strong, but he's a nickel corner. That's his natural position. He's not going to be the guy to guard the number one receiver on the other team. Probably not the number two guy, but he can definitely shut down the number three receiver for the other team, which is usually a guy running a 4-4 anyway. The officiating in this LSU Ole Miss game was probably the worst I've ever seen in Tiger Stadium. I thought Tennessee was kind of bad. But it's been a really bad year, I think, for officials in this conference. And, you know, I'm not dogging on the whole, you know, every official in the country in college football, but there were some calls I still don't understand. You know, the 4th-and-1, Jackson Dart did not get the 4th-and-1, which would have changed the game in the first half again for LSU. They didn't even review it. Why did they not review a 4th-and-1 that he didn't convert? That's kind of odd, isn't it? And then they had a play out of bounds in the second half where LSU had him in 3rd-and-10, and the LSU DB held up. He held up from hitting the guy, and they called a flag on the guy that held up. And there were a couple of times where they hit Jackson Dart, which I didn't think they hit him late. They just hit him naturally, natural progression, hit him, and ball comes out, throws it. But they got called for 2 late hits on 2 drives that were, you know, both 3rd-and-10s, which, again, kept Ole Miss in the game for a little bit. I thought it was like that against Florida. You know, they converted that 3rd-and-10 with Brian Thomas against Florida, but they said it wasn't a catch. And they got a late hit in that Florida game that kind of kept things going that wasn't, I don't think, a late hit. But anyway, there's a lot of calls that you just don't see a lot of. Let these guys play, you know. Let these guys play. And I hope that the LSU-Alabama game in 2 weeks in Tiger Stadium, that they let these guys play. Because I would hate to see the game come down to officiating, you know, like a, you know, holding penalties or, you know, interferences that are not really, you know, kind of marginal. Let those marginal plays go. Let these guys play. Because you're going to see a lot of long passes by Alabama and LSU in 2 weeks. You're going to see a lot of blocks that are going to be marginal. But let these guys, let them play, unless it's a late hit or something, or, you know, targeting, something like that, I understand. But let these guys play the game. We're going to take a break when we come back. We'll talk about the Alabama game a little bit. We'll talk more about the linebacking core outside of Perkins. I don't know if people saw it, but the true freshman Tolan from Orlando, Florida, had a couple of great tackles and quietly is getting playing time for LSU at linebacker. And we're going to talk about Micah Bakersfield, how great he's been this year. We'll be right back. Gros Savon Lodge, the true sportsman's paradise. Gros Savon Lodge has fresh and saltwater fishing, alligator hunting, waterfowl hunting, and echo tours located south of Lake Charles, Louisiana. Give them a call at 337-598-2357. That number to call again is 337-598-2357 and have the time of your life. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. Again, please go to YouTube and subscribe. It's free, and that helps us grow. Appreciate everybody that's done that. Continuing on with LSU and the LSU-Ole Miss game. Again, holding Ole Miss to 0 points in the second half. Unbelievable job by Matt House, LSU's D coordinator. Incredible job. Let's talk about the linebacking core at LSU that's quietly becoming a strong unit. Harold Perkins, Greg Penn, who's a sophomore in Baltimore, Maryland, 6'2", 245. Micah Bakersfield, who's a fifth-year senior from Evangel Christian, having a great, great career this year, great season. And then they've put in a kid named Demario Tolan, a freshman from Orlando, Florida, true freshman. Had a couple of great tackles Saturday against Ole Miss and quietly came into the Florida game on special teams. He's 6'1", about 225, a true freshman, highly recruited, by the way. Was committed to LSU with the Orgeron staff, and Kelly and them were able to keep him and sign him out of Orlando, Florida, one of the top five linebackers in the country. Everybody talks about Harold Perkins, but remember this guy, Demario Tolan, who's got a great future too. He runs about a 4.5 40. But this linebacking core is incredible. Actually, Micah Baskerville actually dropped an interception in the Ole Miss game. LSU actually had 3 dropped interceptions. How about that? They did get 1 interception in the end zone by Joe Fuqua, who actually had a great game from McDonough 35 since he's returned. His second game back, didn't play the first 6 games of the year. But this defense has got a chance to be special. They have a chance to pick up their free safety coming back for the Alabama game, Major Burns. And they have a chance to get Savon Banks back, the transfer from Ohio State, who's great in run support, by the way. Banks is incredible in run support. He had the head injury, remember, a few weeks ago. And so hopefully if they get him back for Alabama and then you get Major Burns back. And actually I thought the defensive backfield played a little better. I mean, they tightened up in the second half. Sage Ryan had a good second half for LSU from Lafayette Christian. And I thought Bernard Converse had a great game in the second half. He didn't do too well to start off. But, again, you can't stop anybody in the SEC for a full game. Everybody can score in this league except probably Vandy. And everybody can go 4 wide on you, and everybody can put up 300-400 yards a game. Everybody has that potential. I'm going to go ahead and talk about Alabama, even though it's 2 weeks away. We'll have fun. How about that? We'll just have fun. I'm predicting an LSU win at home. It feels a little different. These LSU players believe, they have confidence right now, and they have players. I remember when people about a month ago was saying this is a rebuild. It's not a rebuild, as you can tell. This defense has given LSU a chance. They're improving every week. They're getting their starters back that were hurt. They're getting guys back on offense. And hopefully John Emery's going to be okay. I guess we'll find that out later this week or maybe later today when the press conference comes out with Coach Kelly. I don't know much about the John Emery injury at all, to be honest, but I think that'll be should be brought up, I guess, in the press conference again by Coach Kelly today. Goodwin, the running back, Amani Goodwin, had a great game. Is that incredible for a guy to do what he did, missing four games, coming off of a torn hamstring? And they did a surgery on him. That's incredible, the doctors, what they did to get this kid back on the field. He had a great game against Ole Miss. Closed the game out Saturday. Those final three drives, he ran the ball really hard. The sophomore from Alabama, by the way. Trutzville High School in Alabama. I know he's looking forward to Alabama, but I'll predict an LSU win in 2 weeks. I predicted the team to go 10-2. I thought they would beat Florida State. I did think they would lose to Tennessee. I had them losing Alabama this summer, but I'm going to tell you, this LSU team has really got a chance to score. You got to score 35 to 40 points to beat Alabama, and you got to give up maybe 31, right? But Jaden Daniels has got confidence right now. I mean, he never lacked talent. And the offensive line is getting to where it needs to be for LSU to be successful, but that's not where you're going to beat Alabama. You're going to beat Alabama because your quarterback can run the ball. And this is where you want a running quarterback. It's like kryptonite to Alabama. A running quarterback can do damage against Alabama. And then you have the receivers. And the running game's coming along. Josh Williams has had a great year. Unbelievable. Take your hat off to that former walk-on running back from Houston, Texas. I'll give my prediction and score out next week since we're early in the predicting game, but I do predict an LSU win. And I do think it'll be close, obviously, but I think LSU can score the points they need, and they're at home. I think Tiger Stadium will be at another level. It'll be electric. It'll be probably the loudest game in a few years because people are going to be ready for this game. The fans are going to be ready. You got 2 weeks to get this feeling going in Baton Rouge in Louisiana. People are just going to be talking about the Alabama game for 2 weeks. I hope everybody enjoyed the show. We look forward to seeing everybody on Wednesday. We have a great show on Wednesday. We've got the two top kickers in Louisiana for the next 2 years coming on. Can you believe that? And we got Marty Kent coming on, former pro kicker, former All-American kicker from Louisiana Tech. He'll join us Wednesday. Actually, we might have him on Friday. And then we'll have the top two kickers in the country that are from Louisiana for the class of 223 and 224. Please join us on Wednesday and Friday. Two great shows coming up. Hope everybody has a great Monday, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.